Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
A few things to remember as summer turns into fall. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The energy and excitement around Chapel Hill is reminiscent of the days when that feeling was an off-season right. Football was a prelude, hoping those Tar Heels could have a great start and not turn the fans' attention in October to the roundball sport. But there are a few things to consider to sober us up that could have altered how we feel today about the coming basketball season. Remember, Yuba Davis's first team struggled early and was on the bubble of the NCAA tournament, maybe sliding off it, after an embarrassing show at home against Pitt, a terrible loss in front of a relatively small, quiet crowd. The Tar Heels went into the last week of the regular season 21-8, still needing something special to happen. And after gutting out an overtime win against Syracuse, they pulled it off at Duke, beginning a four-week span that will never be forgotten by either fan base. But along the way, Carolina lost badly to Virginia Tech in the ACC tournament, the Heels' worst game over the last month. I remember feeling relieved that angry Duke did not get a chance to exact revenge in the ACC championship game. Landing a number 8 NCAA seed on the basis of the win at Cameron, the Heels blew out Marquette in the first round and led Baylor by 25 with 10 minutes left in the round to 32. The heart-pounding overtime win might have instead been among worst losses in UNC history if freshman Dontrezz Styles did not hit a three-pointer from the corner of first possession in overtime. Think of how different the conversation would be today had that happened. Carolina could have easily lost to UCLA in the Sweet 16 if not for Caleb Love's late-game heroics. Sure, it was a break to play smaller Cinderella St. Peter's in the Elite Eight instead of a Purdue team that had beaten UNC earlier in the season. Duke, of course, caught a similar good fortune by avoiding Gonzaga in the Midwest Regional Final. Yes, the second win over Coach K in 4 weeks made the Final Four all the sweeter. And the Tar Heels might have hung on to beat Kansas for the national championship if Bacot, Love, and Puff had been able to play at full strength. Wasn't it Dean Smith who used to say about winning it all, you've got to be good and lucky? Let's keep that in mind, along with our fingers crossed. This is Archansky. See ya.